get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no.
God bless us to be not just alive, but on the grind, man, motivated, committed, safe, love, man, under a very adverse situation in the world. But, man, it's Monday morning. You are on the Monday morning grind. I am Kijana the Grindologist. I'm excited this morning. I'm fired up. We got B-Ray on the production back there, man, making this thing go right. We are excited this morning. I got my main man that's going to be bringing this in on the fire this morning. We're going to be talking about power partnerships. We're going to talk about relational currency, how to keep some of this understanding what we have that we must share with each other. You know, in a climate of today, relational currency is one of the most powerful understandings that we could ever have. You know, we're just talking about solutions, you know, to some of these situations. Power networking. Who do you know? Who are you connected to? I forgot my main man right there on the wheel of steel, right out of the city of Ontario, California. My left hand man right there, man, ready to grind with me in the morning right there to make it happen around the world. Mr. Neosha Morris, welcome to the grind this morning.
Man, appreciate you, Mr. John Owens. Thank you, sir, first of all, for an opportunity to be on the show. And to all the listeners, great morning to you, and looking forward to an amazing show. Back to you, sir.
Hey, man, we're going to, goodness gracious, around the world, as we look at the news, as we look at what's going on with this country, with Black America, racial, you know, inequalities being really on the forefront, and in the middle of a pandemic that's really changing the world, still forging forward, people, you know, still trying to get 40 million people out of work. You got this estimate of 200,000 going to be, you know, deaths in this world. Oh, man, it's a crazy time. What about these relationships that we have in this time to make the impact that we're supposed to make? Each of us has a war in the middle of it. Each of us has a battle in the middle of it, you know. And your battle, sir, you've been out there at the front lines as an essential worker today. You've been working for the United States Postal Service for 22 years, but just a minute ago they made that essential. Now, that's something else. What is that like in the middle of all of this stuff right there? What is it like being on the front lines of what's going on today and how you still stay looking forward to what you want to put your family in position for?
Well, thanks again for the opportunity. Just, you know, it's kind of it's awakening for me. You got some situations where you get to a point where there's a lot of uncertainty, sometimes a little apprehension, and sometimes you're a little scared out here because you definitely don't want to encounter anything that you want to harm your family with. But, you know, on the flip side of it, then you could also have situations where you can work from home, you know, not be an essential worker. You know, I don't think a lot of people would like to be an essential worker out front. You know, there's plenty of them and many of us out there. But we can do something else, such as work from home. That would be amazing and keep ourselves out of harm's way with ourselves and our family.
That's a way to look at it. I was looking at the news, CNN, and everybody's talking about, you know, even never going back to that style of work ever again. There's going to be some changes. There's, some things just not going to make sense anymore. Companies not going to spend extra millions of dollars to hire you back to go up there. The amazing thing is people look towards that as a solution when they already sent you to the house instead of coming to your relational currency. That, hey, how can we partner together to bring something together to create an income? And to speak on that, I want to bring up a mighty woman of God, a friend of mine, a mentor, absolutely gave me one of my first opportunities to speak, tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, brother, you can speak. You got a story. Come tell it. She encouraged me. She empowered me. She embraced me. She supported me. She put me in a situation where I was so excited that my first real new clean suit, I had on the tag still. I didn't even take it off. I was brand new. Oh, man, this woman right here is mighty. She's an author. She's a speaker coach. She's a developer. She's in the community. She's if I keep going, I just keep going. I'm going to stop there for I say everything, but I absolutely love this young lady here, Mr. Dale Foster Green. Do I have you on the line, ma'am?
Yes, you do, Kijana. You have me on the line.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. You out there making a difference. I'm honored to have you on this morning. Tell a little people about who you are, where you're coming from, and what you're doing out there. I've already said all that other stuff.
Oh, you said a mouthful for me. But my name is Adele Foster Glenn, and I'm actually residing in Texas. I was a big fan of Texas. I'm originally from New Jersey. So shout out to all my New Jersey folks. But I started out just humble beginnings. And I say humble beginnings because when I tell people I used to be very shy, they didn't believe me. But today I found my voice. And I'm a speaker, like Kijana said. I'm a trainer. I'm an author. I get out and I help people start businesses. I have my own tax business where I'm growing it now. But it's all about the community. How can we help each other?
Wow. Absolutely. When we talk, so you have an amazing platform to develop people. I'm a student. So over now, this is over 12 years ago that we met, relational currency. Today, you've introduced me to so many people that are doing some amazing things and vice versa. We continue to network. We continue to share value. We continue to open platforms to each other. My brother in success right here that you heard on earlier, Neosha Morris, same, man. Very, very passionate about helping people. Absolutely honored to even have you both on the line. Now, in relational currency, how is it important to make these strategic partnerships in the midst of this adversity, Adele, that you see? Like we came up with a way to make us create a stream of income through our partnerships. How do you see that as important, so important
absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. We, and I'm sorry, Kijana, because I talk over you, but You know, I get excited because when we start talking about various things, I really get excited. But in terms of relational currency, I would say we need to learn to help one another. We need to pool our resources together and help one another, whether it be in business, whether it be a job. Let's pool our resources together and help one another. And that could be like me and Kijana, we are pooling our resources together. And so we're helping each other through the marketing field. He's marketing me. I'm helping putting people out there where they can be on my Roku channel, because I actually promote a Roku channel where if people want to have their own Roku channel, or if they want to be interviewed by me on my Meet the Author show, they can be interviewed and be on Roku. I mean, there are so many ways that we can create income for ourselves that we should not be judgmental about it, but move forward and know that it's a blessing for us.
Absolutely. See, so you're looking at situations. Clearly, there's a situation. But you focus on solutions. So you say, well, this was the movement. I'm going to put myself on a platform where everybody is having to go before everybody has to go, so you already see a vision. I'm going to bring up Neosha. I know you see a vision. Relational currency, sir.
Wow, that's powerful. Great morning to Mr. Dale. It's amazing to be on the line with you, man, this morning. And I'm excited as well. But absolutely, Mr. Owens, wow. Relationships are a new currency today. And just having those partnerships and being connected, you know, to people. I have some relationships that go back 40 years, you know, and, man, dating back to high school and even college. So those relationships today, you know, and not being abusive relationships where I'm taking from them, I'm also doing a reciprocity. I'm giving back as well, sir.
Man, now, the only way we can even get information that we don't have is how somebody has to share with us. If you have no relational currency, you can't get information. And if you aren't getting information from sources that, you know, you, as I say, Adele and I, what, over 12 years, Neosha and I, what, five years or so, knowing each other, building relationships. Where information, hey, man, I just found this out, or listen here, this is going on in your community. But power networking now. How do we take our relational currency and connect it to a network that understands now that we got to start recycling dollars within the currency of the network to promote business within itself? Adele.
Well, I will tell you, you know, I was listening, and one of the things that I heard both of you guys say was the fact that when we come out of this pandemic, business as we used to know it is never going to be the same. And so even companies are positioning themselves right now so that when they come out of the pandemic, they're ready. So that's what we need to do. We need to start positioning ourselves right now. Don't look at the situation and say, oh, my God, the situation, we're in this pandemic, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, ask yourself, what can you do when you come out of this pandemic that you're ready? You position yourself. And
wait,
most of us, yes.
You got to put your Cash App out there. That's what we do on this show. When you put something like that out there, you can send your Cash App. Somebody might want to bless you. You might.
Okay, that would be awesome.
That's what we do on the show. Hey, say that right there. That's amazing.
My Cash App is $Adele, A-D-E-L-E, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. So feel free to bless me, but I want to bless you back too, because there is so much information. Me and Kijana had talked about this, but we are a walking wealth of information, and we don't even realize the information that we walk around with. We just look at it and say, that's just something I know, and we pass it on for free. Why not get paid for your knowledge? So I know that the knowledge that people acquire wasn't free. Maybe you did read a book. That book wasn't free. Maybe you took a seminar. That seminar wasn't free. Maybe you took a class. That class wasn't free. Maybe you got your bachelor's, PhD, master's. It was not free. You had to pay for it. So,
wow.
Because you have all this knowledge, take it and apply it. You never know who you might help. And as Kijana just said, who may bless you because of the fact you have this knowledge to help someone else.
That's amazing, Dale. It's two platforms of what you just made me just think about that I want to use today. I love metaphors. It's got to make simple sense. That stuff has got to make simple sense, and I think we complicate. So I'm going to take paying attention to what's coming, being inside a relational currency. That's where you get information. Right? People are sharing information. It's just like they hear the information in the book. So people don't want to read. So the book is a Dollar Tree. I just found, Think and Grow Rich at Dollar Tree. I said, oh, wow. I just got it. But anyway, so in this whole deal right here, seeing forward, many people see sight. That's right now, and that's the situation. But forward-thinking people in the relational currency scheme of things, just like you talked about, think of two major platforms that nobody was paying attention to that are happening right now. One is you're an author. Now, I just looked online. Authors, particularly black authors, are flying off the shelves right now.
Hmm.
I mean, right now. But before, when you had sight, nobody's buying books. See, preparation and being inside of information is where the key is. Now, that's books. What if you had written 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 books while it wasn't much movement, but you saw what was coming? So I'm going to use you because you are directly in the author development field. And that sector of development, speak on being prepared now for what's already coming and staying ahead. Adele?
You know, it's funny that you say that, Kijana, because when I heard you say that, I thought about the first book that me and two individuals authored. And during that time, nobody was doing self-publishing. We had to literally, scrape the bottom to find information out about self-publishing. And now, like you said, there are so many of us out there that's self-publishing. We got books on the shelves. And so if you're listening to this broadcast right now, I'm going to tell you, hit me up. And the reason why I say that is because I'm looking for authors. I'm looking to promote authors on my Roku channel called Meet the Author. You see, we've got to lift each other up as opposed to pushing each other down.
Bam. That's Cash App. See? Now, that is amazing. I said I was going to use two examples. Very simple. Now, you already been thinking about the book. You got the book. You've been through the story. It's your book, right? So I'm just using that. It could be pencils. It could be salt to the sea. It could be whatever you see it being. I'm going to use these two examples right now because I have these two amazing individuals on the line. Now, this individual right here, Mr. Neosha Morris, I'm going to bring up again, leverage himself inside of the largest industry in the world. Now, that industry is just like anything right now. It's facing some tumultuous times. What isn't, right? Well, right now, I just rolled down the street, and In-N-Out was building a new franchise down the street. It was going up. I didn't see any pause at all. Right, so In-N-Out was thinking ahead. So this young man right here, he sees ahead as well. Now, you're talking about authors. Authors do conventions. All of that encompasses this industry. Right now, we just looked at Las Vegas. You couldn't even move around because of what was happening there in travel. Just a minute ago, there was no one traveling. But see, sight sees down, vision sees forward. Sir, Mr. Neosha Morris, you see travel. What about now?
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely correct. Right here dealing with this pandemic, like you spoke of sightseeing now and vision seeing the future. Think about what we're doing right now. Like I said, I'm part of the travel industry. And in the travel industry, when the pandemic hit, some people were saying, hey, there's nobody traveling. But the thing is, people were still traveling around regardless of the pandemic. But it wasn't a whole lot of recreational travel going on. And, however, it was on pause and being rescheduled. That doesn't mean people are not going to ever travel again. But, however, how about getting positioned? Because travel is the largest industry worldwide at $8 trillion. And then, think about this. The current company that I'm partnered with, we just went over $800 million in travel bookings this very month right here. So I've seen the Gold's Gym going up, and that was during the pandemic. You know, I see cruise ships continue to be worked on, and that's during the pandemic. And I see a lot of people being promoted and a lot of businesses in the travel industry, but people don't believe that what you read and what you see in the media. Understand what facts are. Mr. Owens?
Amazing that you see it that way. Now, we could have been talking about Jack and the Beanstalk. What I'm talking about is seeing what's coming, paying attention. Is we have to stop being poor. P-O-O-R.
Mm.
Passing over opportunities repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. Now, what I'm going to do right now to reference what it is, we're going to show some power today in the middle of a pandemic. Let me ask you, Adele, real quick. Is it a pandemic over there where you are?
Well, they say it's a pandemic, and
okay.
I know that. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, it's a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a fact. Neosha, is it a pandemic where you are?
The pandemic right here where I am?
Yeah, you serving mail in the pandemic. They had you out there last week in the rain in the pandemic with overtime. So the pandemic is over there. So over here where I am is a pandemic. Now, but what I'm focused on is how I position my family. So right now we're going to take these two concepts that Adele you have and Neosha you and I work it within. Now, authors, books, and travel, these two concepts, how does that work? And we're going to put on an author showmanship, author project. We're going to use a mastermind group right now and put together an author workshop on the sea. Adele, how many people do you think you got? How many authors in your network? You already have transitioned online. You've already transitioned online. We're in the
Correct.
Pandemic. We already understand travel. We're talking about vision, not sight. So, Adele, how many authors?
Oh, wow. You know, you asked a question that I couldn't even tell you how many authors there, because I've been, you know, helping authors write their books, get their books out there since 2002. And you're asking me how many authors? I've got a lot.
Absolutely. So we can already fathom that is a multitude. Now the authors do what? They want to tell people about what they have, right?
Exactly.
So the authors have a network. So you're talking about maybe up, let's use a round number of 100 authors that also, right, that also. So we're talking about relational currency. Now, this is unique. Those of you listening live, get it. Those of you that were listening on the recorder, you're going to be able to get it. This is just sharing how it works. So we already referenced we're in the pandemic. Now, what if we put a message in a bottle, right, Now, we could come up with a theme. That won't even matter. And now we're on the sea. Now we're doing an author workshop symposium on the sea and travel with at least 100 authors that have another authors. Neosha, how many cabins will we be able to book, say we put that on the sea for 2021? She's already got 100 authors. That's 100.
Oh, absolutely. So we have unlimited access to cabins out there. You give us a number, we have reserved cruise blocks that we have access to. So that sounds like a great idea, you know, right there out on the sea.
Man, I mean, it's unique. So let's use a model. What is the percentage? And I'll let you kind of percentage. Let's talk numbers. Of the commission that could be earned for booking a cruise, you say 100, that's 50 cabins. Let's say 100 cabins. What kind of commission availability would that be? You're just booking it with your own agency.
Oh wow, what an amazing number! You said 100 cabins for booking that large, sir. You're probably looking at the neighborhood of probably somewhere between probably $10,000-$12,000 commission from a group that large.
Could be terrible. You know, I know we don't want to count numbers. You do have a disclaimer and everything about the numbers, but the percentage is 70-80% of the commission that your agency will earn for doing something that people wanted to do already. So the relational currency says, hey, Adele, let's put an author's workshop on the sea, call it Message in a Bottle. Now, the author, to be an author in there, I mean, you said you have at least 100 authors. I'm on my whiteboard because we have a project. This is how you create a project. If you ever get to listen, this is how you do a mastermind group. It doesn't take a lot. It's not really complicated. It's just people that want to do something together find a way to partner. That's relational currency. So we're not going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. So we got a message in the bottle, right? This is what we're calling it right now. You can call it sticking stone on the sea. We'll figure that out, right? But message in the bottle, 100 authors. 100 authors, you say, what would be a rate for marketing or, you know, getting everybody involved? Adele?
Well, I would say, and I'm not going to give an exact number,
but
getting everybody involved, I would say between $100 and $200.
Okay. So it costs an author $200 to be involved in the concept. So he's taking, we're using $100. You got $20,000 right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create a project, right? Now you bring in the people that put the project together. You got two concepts that are formed together through a relational currency model. You come up with a theme. It's hair and eyeliner. It's whatever it is. We just did this uniquely, and I'll take your feedback, Adele.
Well, by doing this uniquely, and I don't know how many authors are listening right now, but, you know, this is awesome because we're creating a project right here that listeners can actually listen to and get involved. And so, Kijana, I'm going to turn it around. How do the listeners right now who's listening to this say, that's a great project. I want to be a part of that project. How can they start developing right now to contact one of us and say, I'm on board?
Let's get it started. Great question. I want you to put your information out there, Dale, and make sure that people have a way to contact you. I always put my information out there, and Neosha will put his information out there. And that way, make a contact. At the end of the show, I'll share how you can contact me, and in the subject line, put message in the bottle. was started just like that. I don't know. He gave me that. I don't know. We have to meet and agree. That's what think tank does, though. That's the fun part about a think tank. If you get to listen to this, you get two people together that think. You know, you got to leave some people alone, though. You gotta get around people that feeding you positivity. It don't have to be what you want to hear, but it does need to be what feeds you your passion. You know, it's not that you have to get up in the morning, man, but you have to get up in the morning, right? It's not that you gotta get up in the morning. It's that you gotta get up in the morning because you want to get up because it's something that compels you. Somebody asked me, I'm going to go to Uniosis. Somebody asked me, man, you always on the grind. They call you Dr. Grind. You know, why you got to grind all the time? I said, no, I don't have to grind all the time. I got to grind all the time because I'm compelled to grind all the time. I'm not. It's nothing to me. I like it. That's the difference. Uniosis, the grind.
Well, sir, the grind, they call you, like I said, Dr. Grind, because you're always on it. And, sir, you out there just trying to create long-term sustainable income for your family and a residual and leverage income. You know, so you just position yourself and your family to be out of harm's way, out of a pandemic. And a pandemic could be not just only what we're dealing with today. It could be a loss of a loved one. It could be illness. It could be loss of a job. It could be a layoff. Any of that can be a pandemic in our lives. So you on the grind, sir. You out there every single morning, up before the sun, falling asleep at night. I appreciate your grind. And you just out there winning for your family. And it just takes a lot of a desire. You got a burning desire to separate yourself from anything that can affect your family finances.
Man, you know, I'm on Cash App, right? That's Cash App time. Every time you do something like that on the show. Hey, Deosha, man, you out there out front, bro. You absolutely personify the grind. That's true. But not because you want to, but because you get to. You know, I think so many of us are just comfortable, right? Really, really cool, really casual about what, you know, they got the deal. And, yeah, they said, and it's always prefaced with they. Comfort is them. Like, they going to pay me or they going to call me or they said they was going to do. Adele, man, comfortability, how in that cocoon, how dangerous is comfortability?
Well, I will tell you, comfortability is very dangerous because people become complacent where they are as opposed to moving. You know, I truly, you know, just when you and I reconnected, I'm going to say reconnected, and you said, I'm on the grind. I'm up early every morning. I said, I'm right there with you because, you know, I'm going to use something that my grandfather told me. He said the early bird catches the worm. So sometimes we do have to get up early. We've got to move. Even when we don't feel like moving, just keep pushing. And that's what you do, Kijana. You keep moving, you keep pushing, and you make things happen.
You just got to make things happen. You got to open doors. They say half of the battle is being there. I walk in the door. I mean, you know, what they can say. Or they, no, they're not letting you in. Oh, that's fine. You know, my bad. I just thought they was doing business in here. Oh, see, it's not. You know, whatever the case is, you know, you can't be afraid to win. I think that comfortability piece is so tough. It's like, we look at hoarders on TV. You remember the show Hoarders? Hoarders, you know, physically, that was a physical hoarder. But see, it's mental hoarders. It's spiritual hoarders. It's thing hoarders, you know, systems, all kinds. But hoarders, become comfortable in very uncomfortable situations. They find a way to make a little walkway. They find a way to get at least to the refrigerator. Maybe they could use the bathroom. Those kind of deals. But, man, how do you get over all of this? Well, you know, you don't have to be over there. And they can continue. But, see, once they decide, see, it's a decision. Decision. Being able to operate in an uncomfortable environment that you've made comfortable, but being grateful says, hey, I'm going to use all my gifts. Allow myself to be uncomfortable because I believe. Neosha, believe.
Yes, sir. That's one thing you're going to have. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe in yourself. You know, we can get negativity from anywhere at any time. And sometimes it's the same people that might be under your roof, the same house, or have the same blood that you have in your veins. But the thing is, you have to be encouraged. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. That's what Les Brown said one time. And you just have to get around people that have, like yourself, Mr. Owens, like Mr. Dale, people that are very encouraging, and go where you celebrate it and not tolerate it.
That's amazing right there. Now, relational currency, right? Power networking. We talked about power partnerships. I'd like to bring in is where we're at now is power partnerships. We got the currency. We talked some information. We talked about two amazing platforms to merge into one, and a theme of message in a bottle. 100 authors with $200 to be an author. This is how you just put a, this is just putting a program together. That's $20,000, right? Right. So now you got 100 cabins. Speculative. This is just some numbers. Speculative. 100 cabins. It would say that's 200 people that went on, you know, this cruise. Let's just say the numbers came out that we would say a low number. What you say, sir? Now, these are just numbers. We want to share. Let's say we're in a high five figure. We got a good $15,000 to $20,000 commissionable project right here. Anyway, that will be our goal. Let's say that's our goal instead of what the numbers would be. So our goal is to make a $15,000 to $20,000 commissionable cruise that we could now. It's not that they want to go on a cruise. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to empower the community. We're going to take part of the commission and donate it back. Who do we want to give to? What impact do we want to make? What's the impact of the message? This is the differentiating factor, Adele.
Wow. Well, I will tell you, if we want to make an impact on the community, give back to the community, with that money that's being raised, oh, we can make a huge impact on the community. Because there are, first I want to talk about the homeless people. If we just start there with homeless people, because there are so many homeless people out there that have a brain, they have intelligence, they just fell down on hard times. But if we take that and help homeless people, that's going to raise the community level a lot higher than where it is right now.
Bam. Neosha. Now, that's what we're looking at here is pretty much the $20,000 platform that we have as the goal. Now, we don't have to say that's the number. We just say this is the goal. However we reach the goal is how many people we can help. It makes no difference what the thing is if you're not helping people. That's the one thing. You got to get everything here is to help people. This is message in the bottle. People telling their story. How did you do it? How did you overcome that? How are you overcoming that? How are you going to overcome it? You got people at every level, right? You got people at every level that need to share. They need to receive. And we need to give. That's the whole deal. So let's say we got a project, 20 grand a piece on the travel and the author program. This is a $40,000 goal that we have to accumulate. We got big corporations that will write a check for that. That's easy, right? But now, the impact. You talked about impact the homeless, Adele. That's a great platform. I'll give you this, and I'm gonna go with it's one of them slow curve balls, Neil. Slow curve, you know, like you can see it coming. It's one of those. I'm coming your way. Now, the Girl Scout. This I'm gonna give you. This is the key. How many times have we had a truckload of Girl Scout cookies in Baltimore? I'll wait. You got some in the refrigerator. You got some extra packs. Your cousin sell them. Your auntie sell them. Your sister sell them. Everybody sell them. The girls, every time you come out of the store, they sell them and you buy a pack. Because why? Help people. Oh, I can't deny. You know, we'll buy a pack. The same thing here. Because we're giving back. We're helping people. So your heart says help people. So this is the whole project of Message in the Bottle. How can we help people with the impact that we're making, being able to bless an organization? And the ocean here is that slow ball. We got travel right now. You say, I have a cruise destination that you could donate to, say, Susan G. Coleman, those kind of things. What would you say a good impact would be?
Oh, wow. You know, that's some great stuff you guys are talking about. You know, homeless is a great place to start. But for myself, who I would love to impact is, of course, inner-city youth. You know what I mean? I'm an inner-city kid myself. So I would love to get back and deal with some of these young men and deal with these young men that didn't have a father figure in a home, and to go ahead and lead and inspire those young men to greatness. So I think that's where I would start, sir.
Let me now this is like a beach ball, as you got the bat up the bat. It's coming slow. So the inner city youth homeless is who we can impact.
Absolutely.
So now you met both passions at the same time to now empower men. Now this is my calling. I've always wanted to be an inspiration, you know, to, hey, you could come from anywhere, you know. So the concept of, you know, for the first time wearing a tie, for the first time, you know, being recognized for achievements, being able to get injected into, you know, getting those diplomas, how to do a job interview, right? How to, some tools, and now we could, the benefit could go towards how to get them their first suit. How does that sound?
Wow, that sounds amazing, sir. You know, you yourself, that's always prepared, always professional, and always have the winning look. You would be an amazing example, and you are a continued example right now for just anybody that's professional or any young man that's coming up looking for a mentor.
And honor, you know, God is amazing. He don't bless you to bless you. He bless you to bless others. That's how I feel. Thank you, sir. Adele, how do you see that? You know, homeless inner city youth fund, where we're funding the inner city youth that have been homeless, and now we're empowering them to write their books, tell their story, own their own business, whatever it might be. You don't have to tell somebody what it's supposed to be. You just give them options.
Well, you know, it just takes a little bit. Think about, and now I'm going back to when I gave you the opportunity, I said, Kijana, I want you to come speak for me. How did you feel? So the same way with the innocent youth, if you put a new suit on them and you say, hey, I want you to tell your story. We're going to write about it. I want you to go out and tell other youth about your story. That's going to change. That's going to make a change in the community. That's going to make a change in the minds of the youth, because they're going to look at it and say, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. Because that's how we think. And so if we get into the minds of each other, we can make a change. In the inner city youth, you get into these kids' minds. Because, trust me, their peers are into their minds, And so that's why they do what they do. But if you start making them feel good about themselves, then they'll go out and make others feel good about themselves.
We got a project right here. I got it on my board. I've already developed this. This is God talking right here. So we now to impact the entire community, to really inspire, this is what I have here. We put essay contest, right? And this could develop out. I'm just using the board right here. Now we got sponsors and the donations. We got, you know, big corporations like Walmart and Home Depot and all of these organizations in there. We talked about $40,000. They dropped that kind of check in a minute, right? So now it's to not only – it's back to the Girl Scout cookies. Well, I do this every year. But what we're doing is empowering our community with the Homeless Inner City Youth Fund. Now, through this fund, we're going to help them. You can't just get them a job. They never even had understanding. We got to get them some tools. Now, we got them in some essay contests. We need some paper. We need some printers. We need some computers. We got them in a you see what I mean? Now we got sponsors. So we have a project, Message in the Bottle. We got at least 100 authors. We're looking to 100 cabins or more. We got all the stuff in there. We'll get to introduce them on stage, on the boat, right? Inner City Youth, Homeless Found Fund. We'll come up with a name or term with that. We'll be able to sit at the table. We're looking at a minimum of $40,000 to make an impact. You figure after everything's said and done, we'll be able to benefit them at least 20 to 25 grand in this program once everybody's set and ready to go. All the bells and the whistles, and we've empowered the community, given an essay contest, sponsors and donations, right? And it'll be bigger than that because now we've met with God. I got just a few more minutes. I want to go to y'all with your Cash App, with the information, with the phone numbers, with the everything, how to get with you. Message in the Bottle, because we're looking for authors. We're looking for motivators. We're looking for vendors. We're looking for people that want to make an impact. How do they get in touch with you, Mr. Dale?
Well, first I'm going to give my Cash App, which is $Adele, A-D-E-L-E, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. And then you can also contact me at ACP at Aquarius, A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-S, Creation, C-R-E-A, T-I-O-N, publishing.com. Again, that's ACP at Aquarius, A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-S, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N, publishing. Or you can call me at 469-543-2366. Again, that's 469-543-2366.
That's how you do it right there.
And Kijana, I want to say thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, no, you got me over here with the big smile now, you know. You remember the, it got me with that one right there, the old cartoon. No, it's an honor. You know, this is what we're talking about. The seeds you sow, you don't know what will grow. Sow seed. That's relational currency. It just works that way, and I thank you. I thank you for your time. I thank you for the – we got work to do now. We got Message in the Bottle. We're serious.
Yeah.
And if you get – when you listen to this recording, you email, you contact Adele, myself, Neosha, Message in the Bottle. I want to be down. I don't know what it is. We don't either. You heard it on the call, but we are connected, and we have the tools, the vehicle to put this together. And we like to expose and motivate, cultivate, inspire people to write their story, share their story, connect with people, and make a difference with our homeless inner-city youth with this fund we're going to create in the middle of adversity. Thank you. Thank you, Adele. Neosha, your information.
Yes, sir. Right now you can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. Thanks, sir.
My guy, absolutely. No, it's an honor. Again, and listen, get with, look at what we have there with the travelers, communicate, figure out what we could put together for families, for people on the travel side of it, whether it's a cruise, room, whatever the case of that is. I'm very excited about this. The outlook to help young people, call them inner city youth, they call them at risk, they call them this, but to inspire young people is really what we want to do. And this is a great, great platform. I'm looking forward to it, sir. Honored to be connected with you. And I'll see you on the other side because we have at the top of the hour back on the grind. Absolutely. Give your number out again, how they connect with you.
That will be 909-816-0094.
My God. Yoshi Morris. Thank you, sir. Hey, you connect with me there, KejohnnaOwens.com, KEJOHNNA. You can find me on the social media platforms. You can find me on the We Talk Radio Network. Go to WeTalkRadio.com. Look at shows. You see we've got a plethora of options to really, you know, what might pique your interest. We got relationship shows. We got community shows, all kind of stuff. Kid D is amazing. D-Ray on the back. They used to call it the Wheels of Steel back in the day. But as our producer, you are amazing. I thank you for keeping this thing going. I wouldn't be able to do it without you. You want to connect with us on Message in the Bottle? You can email me to SuccessExpressCEO. That's SuccessExpressCEO@gmail. You can call me at 909-686-1698. That's 909-686-16. I messed my number up, didn't I? That is 909-686-1698. Okay. Send me a call. Send me a message. Send me an email. Connect with me on the social media. Man, check me out online. Absolutely love, honor. Thank you to We Talk Radio. Thank you to Kia D for a mighty vision. We Talk Radio Network making a difference all over the world. B-Ray back there producing. I thank you again. If you like, if it moves you to do so, my Cash App is $SuccessExpress247. That's SuccessExpress247. Let's make an impact. This is how we help each other. Let's get you on our show. Let's help you in your business. We're looking forward to it. It's been a great day. This has been a Monday morning grind. I am your guy, Kejohnna Owens, Dr. Grind. You have an amazing day. Thank you. God bless you all.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, hey, motivation. Haters better get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. Fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. Seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet. Here I stand to go gorilla. Even if I'm all alone, I'm standing for the getting tell them jump. Tipping, they don't get no realer. 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4. I separated the fake. Paralyzed from the waist down, from the real stand-up guys of the A-Town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, fucking what you gotta say now.
Motivation, you thinking only gonna inspire.
Motivation,
all your hating is fuel to my fire.
It's motivation,
you can plotting on the crown, salt dry.
It's motivation,
hey, but I ain't slowing down, and I ain't stopping.
Motivation,
yeah, don't stop my show.
Motivation,
you ain't know I don't stop, I go.
Motivation,
sucker can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me strong. Me locked in a box, begins happy to see. Put anybody on top, any rapper but T. I P. But back to reality, G. OD still carrying me. I run this, spread
pushing me over and done with. Punk, come with all the gossip you can come with. Small thing to a giant, I can overcome this. Jail, I done done this. Rap, I'm just having fun with. I could be a local joker, never had one hit. New finish alone to get me dumb rich. Why these rappers selling records getting pennies? If brand hustle sell any, I'ma get plenty. If God with me, who can be against me? Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me high. Motivation. Only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating is fuel to my fire.
Motivation.
Chicken tying on the crown, so just
motivation.
Hey, but I ain't slowing down, nice time.
Motivation.
Yeah, I don't stop my show.
Motivation.
You ain't know I don't stop, I grow.
Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Motivation.
Gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.